Welcome to Life and Laughs, a place where you can find inspiration, laughter and real stories shared by Phyllis. Through her interviews, poetry, proverbs and personal antidotes, Phyllis aims to spread hope and truth in a warm and friendly way. Her heart is set on touching the lives of those who come across her work, and she hopes that you will find encouragement and joy through her words. So come on in and join Phyllis at Life and Laughs as she shares her experience and wisdom with you.
Hi, Phyllis again at 92.3 FM. We were just listening to Pastor Patrick Russell from Christian Friends of Israel. Patrick, can you just tell us who you are, the organisation, and just how you help the people in Israel?
Sure. Well, Christian Friends of Israel is a ministry that started in 1985 in Israel, started by Ray and Sharon Sanders. And it was a ministry that began to meet a need of blessing the Jewish people. Too long, especially down through history, the Jews have been ostracized and vilified. There's existed a wall, if you like, of separation between church and Israel. And part of the understanding when they established this ministry was to, through humanitarian aid and also through the word of God, to try and break a barrier down between the Jews and Christians. And so this ministry began in 1985. It spread to many nations of the world. I think there's something like 40 different nations now that have a representation in the nation from this ministry of Christian Friends of Israel. And as I mentioned before, I'm the Australian director of that here in Australia. But the work we do is basically twofold. We have what we call outreach projects to the nation of Israel. And there's something like 12 to 14 different projects that we have in the nation on the ground, hands and feet ministry in Israel. Some of those include a project called Forsake Them Not, which reaches out to the Holocaust victims. Now, many of them are very elderly, Second World War, not many of them left, but they're still suffering from the scars from the abuse that they received back in the Second World War. So we as a ministry have an outreach to them, and we go into their homes and we minister to them the love of God through many practical ways. Doing that, they also invite us to talk about who we are and what we do. And so we use that as a stepping stone, if you like, to introduce them not only to ourselves in ministry, but to their Messiah, Jesus Christ. Many of them still blame God for allowing it to happen, but we show them it wasn't God's fault, and you know, the heart of man is wicked and evil. And so we minister to the Holocaust victims. We have another ministry that reaches out to the survivors of terrorist attacks. You hear in Israel a lot of bus bombings and things like that happening. We go into the homes of those that survived those and get alongside them and bring them counselling and practical aid as well as just demonstrating a love and compassion for those people. We have a ministry that reaches out to the Israeli Defence Forces. We don't buy them weapons or anything like that. We don't believe in war. But what we do believe in is supporting the nation of Israel to defend their nation, because it's a God-given nation. And like any nation, they have a right to defend their borders.
Absolutely.
And we get alongside them. We bring scripture to the Israeli Defence Forces. We bring care packages to show them that we love them and appreciate them and support them. And so then we have other projects. Stepping Stones is a new project which reaches out to farmers and those who are starting to open the land of Israel up to, you know, agriculture and things like that, establishing new programs. Yeah, there's many programs. Others include reaching out to those people who have come back from the nations. One there called Forsake Them Not, which is the Jews that have been returning from Africa and places like that. And we help them settle in. We help them find jobs and find accommodation and education. And so it's a very well-rounded ministry. Perhaps probably the best one that I like is the First Fruits ministry, which is supporting the Christian churches in Israel to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because as I say to many people, you can give people aid until they're all aided up.
Yes.
But if they don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Saviour, they've got nothing really. So we support that ministry. We support Arabic pastors who know Jesus. We support Jewish pastors who know Jesus. Doesn't matter, as long as they know Jesus and they need help, we get alongside them in practical ways so that they can carry out their ministry of evangelism there. And many other projects as well.
So if people want to have a look at this, they can go back onto the website.
Yes, go onto the international website. All the programs there are listed.
Yes.
And there's also a magazine that we put out, which you can download from the international website. And that's got all the pictures and stories of these ministries actually in action. So,
and that's www.cfijerusalem.org.
Yeah, CFIJerusalem.org.
Okay.
Yeah, and you can go and access it there.
And if they'd like to phone, they can phone on 0439 770337.
Yeah, that's the Australian office, so you'll get me.
And they'll get you.
Yeah, you'll get me direct.
You just talk to the boss.
Not via secretaries or anything like that. You can come straight to the top and we can have a conversation. I'm very happy to do that.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you.
And we'll hear a little more from Patrick just in a little while. So this is Phyllis at 92.3 FM.
Thank you for joining Phyllis at Life and Laughs. We hope that your time together has brought a smile to your face and warmth to your heart. Remember, life can be tough, but with a positive outlook and a good sense of humour, we can conquer anything that comes our way. So take care, stay strong, and don't forget to laugh a little every day. Come join Phyllis next time on Life and Laughs with more stories, poetry, and proverbs to share.